to Fairbanks, Alaska to see his grandkids and kids. Just said hello, basically, and how's the weather. Within a few minutes, I got a new feed on my Yahoo News advertising great deals on Fairbanks hotels. Now, I suppose this could just be a cosmic coincidence, a shot in a trillion, that maybe I was hoping to take a vacation jaunt up into the North Country in winter, catch a little of that minus 20 degrees Fahrenheit, and maybe enter the Iditarod with my husky sled dogs. But I'm betting my friends at Yahoo are monitoring my every word in hopes of monetizing one or more of them into sponsored ads. I'm growing accustomed to online shopping, opening me up to every Amazon algorithmic advertisement based on my curiosities, but I like to think email is more like sending a letter than it is posting on Facebook. Sure, they're probably like the NSA, CIA, and FBI, just collecting metadata, not really reading or listening to actual content. And like our friend Mark Zuckerberg says, what do you got to hide anyway? We should all be open books. Transparency is in society's best interest. Well, Mark's best interest anyway. Love you, Marky. You adorable rich rascal, you. Mwah. You killed that lying press with a billion posts of faux news, you cute little bugger. And now we got a reality TV host, the CEO of America. Muchas gracias. I noticed, though, that you filed suit in Kauai to keep your estate there private. Even built a rock wall to help you hide behind. What gives, little buddy? What you hiding? What you scared of from the peeping masses? Well, if things get too hot in Kauai, I got some great deals in Fairbanks to help you chill out. Least I could do, send me your email and I'll pass them on. Say hi to the Mrs. Mark and, well, keep your head down.